This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates and an intuitive drag-and-drop website builder, you can get your business online today. No coding needed. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Farewell to a baseball icon. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It's Wednesday, September 23rd. Welcome aboard. Here's what's up this hour.
Yankees great Yogi Berra, a 13-time World Series champion, has died of natural causes at the age of 90. He was famous long after he retired, thanks to popular phrase, "It ain't over till it's over."
Pope Francis begins his first trip to the U.S. in earnest today. He has a formal meeting with President Obama this morning, followed by a parade.
The end of the fiscal year is a week from today, with a government shutdown looming. Is Congress any closer to a budget? We'll have an update.
And the new trend on campus, counseling centers trying to reach young men.
Men actually make up only about 34% of clients at college counseling centers. So even though their share on campus is a lot greater, they're just not coming to the counseling center as often as young women do.
Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson on how colleges have to go find young male students who may be battling anxiety and depression. Her report in about 20 minutes. Baseball has lost a legend. Longtime Yankees great Yogi Berra has died. Considered one of the greatest catchers to play the game, Berra played on absolutely dominant teams for 18 seasons from the late 1940s to the mid-1960s. And here's something that's hard to comprehend in today's environment. He won 13 World Series with the Yankees. He was a 15-time All-Star and the American League MVP three times. In 1999, he was chosen as one of 100 players selected to Major League Baseball's All-Century team. Late Yankees owner George Steinbrenner once captured Yogi's greatness.
There have been great Yankees, and Joe D is at the top of that list. And Yogi's right there with him, and so is Mickey. Here was a real warrior. If I was in the trench, I'd sure want Yogi Berra with me.
Younger generations may know him for his more popular phrases like, "It ain't over till it's over," or "It's deja vu all over again." His longtime friend Joe Garagiola once told the story about how Berra gave his longtime wife Carmen an anniversary card signed Yogi Berra. She asked him if he figured he had to sign his last name so that she wouldn't confuse him with somebody else named Yogi. Baseball great Lawrence Peter Yogi Berra, dead of natural causes at the age of 90. Changing gears now, Pope Francis meets formally with President Obama at the White House today. When he touched down at Andrews Air Force Base yesterday, he began his first visit to the U.S. with a typical gesture of humility. After a red carpet welcome by the president, the Pope headed to Washington, not in a sleek, tricked-out limousine or a big black SUV with tinted windows, but in a modest Fiat 500L. The visit to the U.S. gives Francis a chance to speak about some of his favorite themes, like compassion and simplicity in the world's most powerful country. Dr. Andrea Bartoli is dean at the School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University.
He's definitely interested in encountering America. He always knows America through somebody else. And instead, he's clearly somebody that invests into listening, encountering, seeing with his own eyes.
Pontiff has often taken aim at capitalism, but on the plane, bringing him from a four-day swing through Cuba yesterday, he said it would be wrong to presume that his concerns about economic injustice make him a leftist. Pope Francis will give the first speech by any pope to Congress tomorrow, then address the UN General Assembly in New York on Friday, and host an open-air mass in Philadelphia, where 1.5 million people are expected. Well, when Pope Francis becomes the first pontiff tomorrow to speak to a joint session of Congress, it could be another wild card in the unpredictable 2016 presidential race. USA Today national reporter Rick Hampson says this will be true, especially if he touches on controversies such as Planned Parenthood funding, global warming, immigration, or the Iran nuclear deal. He joins us now on the T-Mobile hotline. Rick, how do you see it?
The irony, of course, is that the Pope has been invited by a conservative Republican, John Boehner. Politically, you'd say the Pope seems to be liberal on the liberal left side of things. But Boehner's invited. Boehner is a devout Catholic and a proud one. He's a former altar boy. So he's invited the Pope to come and speak to Congress. The problem being, of course, is the Pope stands there and attacks capitalism or defends immigration or criticizes the way governments have responded to climate change. The Republican members of Congress are going to sort of be on the spot. The question is, what do? Do they sit on their hands? Do they applaud? Or did they just stick pins in Boehner dolls?
Right. All right. So on the Democratic side, similar issues?
Well, it used to be that for Democrats, Catholic hierarchies, Catholic prelates were a bit of a problem because of the often support for abortion rights, especially of liberal Democrats. Many of those liberal Democrats were Catholic, like Mario Cuomo, Daniel Moynihan. And so they would have problems with their own archbishops or bishops. But now in this case, since the Pope is sort of de-emphasizing the emphasis on issues like abortion or gay marriage, it would seem that the Democrats will be a little bit less on the spot. But you never know. The Pope could simply decide to bring that back up again and emphasize it, in which case the Democrats in the chamber would have some uncomfortable moments.
We're speaking with Rick Hampson, USA Today, national reporter, talking about his piece entitled Pope Francis's Visit is Just One Ring in the 2016 Campaign Circus, but it's a big one. This, as you mentioned, it could be difficult for some presidential candidates, but, I mean, every Catholic I know doesn't believe every single thing the Catholic Church preaches. I think that's kind of largely accepted. Can the candidates not communicate that effectively, or will they be afraid to?
Well, for the average so-called cafeteria Catholic, you take what you want and you leave what you don't want, it's a private matter of conscience. Nobody's asking you, for the most part, do you use birth control? Have you had an abortion?
Yeah.
Or even, are you gay? The trouble for the political candidates, of course, is that this Pope has strong political views. He knows how to express them, and he's not afraid to express them. If he does that while he's on his visit, the candidates will all be asked to respond and react, given the way the news cycle works. So they're simply going to have to say something, and they're going to have to be prepared. And for, let's say, maybe conservative Republicans, if he's talking about climate change, that's going to be embarrassing. If he decides to hit abortion, for liberal Democrats, that could be embarrassing.
Is there danger for the Pope that he might appear to favor somebody or some political party?
I think there is a danger. Anytime you take a stand on anything, there's a danger. You've seen the Pope's support among Catholics slip since his letter in June talking about climate change, calling for more action on climate change. So he's already seen his favorability rating slip by some, according to some polls.
Wow.
Although they are still favorability ratings that any politician would kill for.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Rick Hampson, national reporter at USA Today. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally, and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit, now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258. 4258 or edible.com.
Thanks for spending time with us on this Wednesday. Plans to avert a U.S. government shutdown are taking shape in the Senate, but it was still far from certain whether a dispute over funding for women's health care group Planned Parenthood could be overcome. With only days remaining before an October 1st deadline, Reuters says Senate leaders indicated they were pursuing a stopgap funding bill to extend the present federal budget for about 10 weeks beyond the end of the fiscal year, which ends a week from today. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada.
It's really a shame we're on the verge of another unnecessary crisis.
Reuters quoted senators from both parties who said what's known as a continuing resolution, or CR, was gaining traction. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We demonstrated once again that our Democratic colleagues do not want to have a normal appropriations process.
Meanwhile, the White House Budget Office began working with government agencies on shutdown plans. The Senate's CR approach may fail if conservative Republicans in the House stand by their threat to oppose any spending plan that preserves federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which is under attack over allegations that it improperly sells aborted fetal tissue. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Word in Pope Francis landed on U.S. soil for the first time just before 4 Eastern time yesterday, launching a 6-day visit that will highlight his love for the poor and his willingness to tackle the nation's most significant political, social, and economic controversies. Andrea Bartoli, a dean at Seton Hall University, says the Pope will make the most of this trip.
He's definitely interested in encountering America. He always knows America through somebody else. And instead, he's clearly somebody that invests into listening, encountering, seeing with his own eyes.
Francis will deliver his opening remarks to the U.S. on the White House lawn this morning and will speak to the country's bishops later in the day. Two Chinese jet fighters made what military officials call a dangerous interception with a U.S. spy plane a week ago, just days before Chinese President Xi is set to be received at the White House. The incident occurred on September 15th over the Yellow Sea, and two Chinese fighters came within 500 feet of the nose of a U.S. surveillance plane. U.S. Pacific Command deemed the intercept unsafe. An investigation is underway at the Pentagon. Here's a scary finding. Most of us will get a wrong or late diagnosis in our lifetime, often with devastating effects. The National Academy of Medicine blamed its findings on the lack of a coherent medical system and called for more involvement by pathologists and radiologists in a patient's diagnosis. The Academy also called for changes to medical malpractice laws so professionals aren't afraid to own up to mistakes, going back to doing autopsies, cultural changes at hospitals, and better use of technology. The biggest beneficiary of the end of Scott Walker's presidential campaign appears to be Marco Rubio. Walker's National Finance Committee says Rubio is set to inherit about two-thirds of Walker's big donor fundraising apparatus. And if you're going to see Pope Francis this week, beware of any deals you might come across. Consumer protection officials say they could be scams, and numerous church groups and individuals have already been ripped off. The scams involve phony tickets and transportation deals.
Yeah, nothing says opportunity like let's make money by ripping people off when the Pope is in town, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep.
Keep it classy, everybody. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Good Wednesday morning. Newest trend on college campuses, reaching out to guys who may be in trouble. Guys who may be in trouble. Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson says concerned that they aren't reaching enough young men, college counseling centers are making extra efforts to draw them in. Andrea, the stigma, I guess, is a problem.
One young man I spoke to said that, you know, the guys on his hall actually chided him for going to the counseling center, that said that he could, you know, power through it alone. And, you know, there's just this sort of sense that, guys don't ask for help.
Right.
So, and another reason is that, you know, young men are more likely to self-medicate with drugs and alcohol when they're distressed. So instead of going to ask for help, they may drink a couple of beers.
Gotcha. All right. So who's doing what then? Because I know you mentioned there are a couple of schools are actually trying to go in and finding these guys and not just sitting
right
there with their doors open.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, one counseling center director told me, he said, we can't just sit here in the center and expect guys to walk in. We actually have to go where they are, to their fraternities, to their sports teams, to their clubs. So they're doing a lot more outreach. Ohio State University, for example, is hosting disc golf games where players throw a frisbee at a target, and each target, staffers will ask questions to spark conversations around men's mental health. It's also planning Broga, which is a yoga class for guys, that the goal of that is to just sort of teach stress reduction techniques to young men.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson. She's got a piece entitled More Help for College Men with Depression and Anxiety. Wow. Is there a sense, Andrea, that guys are more willing these days? Then, my generation, 25 years ago in college?
college counseling centers are seeing an increase in demand for their services over the last several years. There's just a larger, you've got more kids coming into school and also developing issues like anxiety and depression once they are in school. Anxiety is actually the sort of number one mental health concern among college students, and depression is a close number two. So there is more demand, but what's interesting is that young women seem to sort of be driving that, and men are still sort of underserved. Ohio State in particular has said that since they started these outreach efforts and other efforts, they've seen a 16% increase in the number of guys coming to their center over the last year or so. Another thing that actually that university is doing as well is there several universities I talked to have tried men's support groups and men's therapy groups, and oftentimes those don't work just because men are just a lot of young men are just not comfortable sharing feelings like that in that sort of group. But what Ohio State has done is they've actually tweaked that formula, and instead of the traditional therapy group, you start right away into kind of a check-in and into talking about emotions. And what this one does is the first 15 minutes they just talk about current events, movies, whatever, just general conversation, and then they move into therapy.
Thanks, Andrea. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson, who's based in New York. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
You always want to look great, but don't have the time or the patience to go shopping. With Trunk Club, you never have to set foot in the mall again. Trunk Club takes the hassle out of shopping by shipping you a trunk of clothes that fit perfectly and make you look like $1 million with all the new fall styles. At trunkclub.com/morning, all you have to do is answer simple questions about your style, preferences, and size, and then you are assigned an expert stylist. They curate clothes from the best premium brands, and you approve what you like. Just like that, a trunk arrives on your doorstep filled with hand-picked clothes that are perfect for you. Try them on, keep what you like, and easily return what you don't in their prepaid trunk. This is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you keep. No hidden charges, just great clothes. And right now, their entire styling service is free. Even the shipping. You only pay for the clothes you keep. To take advantage, go to trunkclub.com/morning. One more time, that's trunkclub.com/morning for a trunk filled with clothes you'll love wearing.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Welcome into Wednesday, September 23rd. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Yankees legend Yogi Berra has died. Pope Francis begins a Washington, D.C. schedule this morning. EU leaders meet today to discuss the migrant crisis. Startling new numbers about the cost of health care. Hillary Clinton now says she opposes the Keystone XL pipeline. Carly Fiorina sings on The Tonight Show. Holiest day on the Jewish calendar today, Yom Kippur, and some of the greatest quotes from Yogi Berra, who we lost yesterday. His lines in about 20 minutes. Volkswagen is trying to figure out how to recover from a scandal related to gaming the system about carbon emissions from its vehicles. The German automaker said yesterday it would take a $7.2 billion charge to earnings, cut its full-year outlook, and now says as many as 11 million vehicles around the planet could be affected. More from John Simons, business editor at International Business Times. John, this is not a good scenario for the company or customers.
Now, there are many, many Americans driving around in Volkswagens that are violating federal standards.
Wow. All right. And this could affect upwards of 11 million vehicles worldwide. Is that right?
11 million vehicles worldwide and about 480,000 vehicles here in the U.S.
Wow. All right. So at this point, then, Volkswagen, at least from what I've seen, has come out and said, we apologize, we're working to get back the trust of the American people or our customers worldwide. Now what? Does a brand recover from something like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are two types of recovery. One is recovering its brand reputation, and the second is sort of recovering as a company financially. Volkswagen has been slapped with an $18 billion fine, and it has now set aside about $7.2 billion to take care of whatever recall it ends up issuing. It hasn't done anything yet to recall vehicles. They've said there's no specific timing on that, but the EPA has said that it's the ball is in Volkswagen's court now to basically fix all of the issues in its cars here in the U.S.
Wow. All right. So when it comes to public perception, is this one maybe more forgivable because it's not safety related? Like, was it Toyota who had that issue with the stuck accelerator?
Yeah, I mean, there is a. It may be that consumers view this as not much of a problem because there are no deaths or injuries associated with this. But if you really think about it, what's been done here is that Volkswagen vehicles are spewing out more greenhouse gases than we thought. They're violating federal standards, and they gamed their test vehicles to deceive regulators. That is a real problem that they're going to have to recover from. And based on what we've heard from crisis management experts, this is going to take a really long time.
We're speaking with John Simons, business editor at International Business Times, about the Volkswagen carbon emission scandal, which could mean what? Years? Decade? More?
Yeah, probably years. And maybe decades, and maybe a concerted effort on the part of the company to be really upfront about what happened, how this happened, and show that there are some repercussions to individuals who are responsible for this.
Yeah. I think there's the potential now that others start kicking around other car companies trying to figure out if maybe this is a pattern.
Absolutely. That is, I'm sure, going on right now. Regulators in many countries are looking into these Volkswagen issues to see if it goes beyond just the cars that have been mentioned so far. And there are also lots of efforts to look into other car companies that may have done the same thing. There were certainly other car companies that were looking at Volkswagen's technology and pressing their engineers to come up with some technologies that hit the same numbers that Volkswagen was hitting in its tests.
Thanks, John. John Simons, business editor at International Business Times. 21 minutes now before the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, that we can hook up on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter with the handle at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter at Gordon Deal.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Thanks for being with us. Good Wednesday morning. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, with Pope Francis officially on U.S. soil, millions of Americans will be interested in keeping touch with his whereabouts as a way to either get closer to His Holiness or to avoid the massive crowds and traffic jams that his travels are expected to cause. To this end, NBC News has put together a list of some ways you can follow the Pope's visit from your mobile device. The USA Catholic Church app, which you can download for free, will have exclusive in-depth coverage of all the Pope-related happenings. The Pope's USA Visit app has detailed info of his whereabouts, itinerary, and breaking news during the visit. That one will cost you $2.99 in the Apple App Store, by the way. Pope Emoji will help you spread some pontiff-related joy with a variety of fun stickers and animations. And if you want to keep the good vibes going after his return to the Vatican, download Messages from the Pope for $1.99.
Come on.
Only $1.99, Gordon, to get notifications notifications every time he sends a message to the world, accompanied by some heavenly music.
Really?
Yeah.
I would suspect that this Pope in particular, who lives the life of humility and simplicity,
right,
is not real big on apps that you pay for.
Right? Probably. I'm
messages
sure.
Messages from the Pope for a buck 99.
Right. They're the buck 99 not going to his pocket, as far as we as far as we can
tell.
Here's
the thing: just subscribe to the Vatican website and get them sent to you for free.
What's amazing, though, is that just since the Pope visited last time, the previous Pope visited in 2008. Imagine none of this existed, right? I mean, just imagine the entire world has changed in just 7 years,
right?
And now you can stay up to date on every second of the Pope's whereabouts, what he's eating, what he's who knows what he's doing in the bathroom, who knows?
As as two-time National CCD Teacher of the Year, by the way, I would suspect I would be entitled to some of this stuff for free.
You should look into that.
That's a title given by my son, by the way. Not not any sort of
formal
declaration.
That's an official. The Pope did not declare that. Gotcha.
No.
And Gordon, a Michigan woman who won a $1 million lottery prize didn't know about it for months after leaving the ticket in a pile of mail.
Oh,
lottery officials say Linda Tuttle of Kentwood stepped forward yesterday with a winning ticket from the May 26th Mega Millions drawing. Tuttle told officials she recently found the ticket at home among some old mail. She didn't search until a clerk at a local store mentioned that it had sold a $1 million winner in May. Tuttle plans to use some money to visit former exchange students in China.
20 times.
Right.
Because she can afford that now.
Yes.
Yes, on a chartered flight in first class.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's May. That's going back almost that's 4 months or more.
And she found it in old mail.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have old mail. Okay? I get 6 pieces of mail, 3 bills, 3 garbage. That's it. It's sorted and gone. There's no old mail lying around my house.
From May.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? My wife is shuddering just thinking about that.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a small business update, and it's brought to you by T-Mobile. T-Mobile is extending coverage and calling across Mexico and Canada at no extra charge. Talk to a T-Mobile at work specialist about switching your business today. Limited time offer, qualifying service required. Here's some eye-opening numbers about the cost of healthcare. A new survey by the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation finds that the average cost of employer health coverage passed $17,000 for a family plan this year, despite slower growth on a percentage basis of 4%. The share of the 2015 family plan premium borne by employees was 29% of the total, same percentage as last year. For an individual worker, the average annual cost of employer coverage was about $6,200 in this year's survey, also up 4% over last year. The employee contribution was 18%. 8 minutes now before the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Florida baseball legend Yogi Berra has died at the age of 90. The Hall of Fame catcher posted a record 10 World Series championships with the Yankees. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1972.
I want to thank baseball. It has given me more than I could ever hope for. And I hope that when I'm through with this game, I will put something back. Thank you very much.
Berra was also renowned for his yogiisms. His name appears almost as often in Bartlett's familiar quotations as it does in baseball's record book. Plans to avert a government shutdown have begun to take shape in the Senate, but it's still far from certain whether a dispute over funding for Planned Parenthood can be overcome. With only days remaining before a deadline, Senate leaders say they're pursuing a stopgap funding bill to extend the present federal budget for about 10 weeks beyond the September 30th end of the fiscal year. EU leaders meeting in Brussels are set to approve a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across the continent, despite fierce opposition from some members. Romania, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary voted against the mandatory quota scheme. The emergency summit's also focusing on tightening EU borders and boosting aid to neighbors of Syria, from where many migrants come. Pope Francis meets with President Obama on day two of his U.S. trip today. Tomorrow, Francis will address Congress, and on Friday, he'll speak to the U.N. in New York. Over the weekend, the Pope will take part in a Vatican-sponsored conference on the family in Philadelphia. China's president says his country will cooperate with the U.S. on issues including taking on cybercrime. Xi Jinping made the pledge in a policy speech in Seattle. He'll visit the White House tomorrow. And now for today's real top story. Two Iowa State University students have shattered the world record for longest hug. The 19-year-old woman and 20-year-old man held on to one another for 31 hours outside ISU's library, starting at 6 p.m. last Thursday and ending at 1 a.m. on Saturday. The best friends say they were bored one day this summer and looked up some Guinness Book of World Records they thought they could possibly beat and decided to try the hugging one.
One question I got for you. Bathroom breaks.
I didn't look that up. I am not sure about that.
Yeah, that's really, you know, hashtag awkward. Or
yes.
There was some sort of allowance made.
Yes, perhaps an allowance.
Yeah. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. You do whatever it takes to make sure your business runs efficiently, but constant trips to the post office can get in the way. With Stamps.com, you'll be able to spend less time at the post office and more time growing your business. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping easy. Use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package. Stamps.com does all the thinking for you. The digital scale will calculate the exact postage needed and help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. Join over 500,000 small businesses that use Stamps.com and never go to the post office again. Right now, use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in deal. That's Stamps.com. Enter deal. As we reported earlier, baseball legend Yogi Berra has died of natural causes at the age of 90. He won 13 World Series titles overall, 10 of them with those dominant Yankees teams from the late 40s to the mid-60s. His teammates included Hall of Famers Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford. In 1956, you might recall, he caught the only perfect game in World Series history. He was also well-known for his so-called yogiisms, like, it ain't over till it's over. Others, you better cut the pizza in 4 pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat 6. Or about decisions in life.
During the years ahead, when you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Another one, he said, I never said most of the things I said. And how about this? For a guy who played in more World Series games than any other major leaguer. Quote, I always got nervous. The nights we played in the World Series, first pitch I was nervous. Then after that, forget it, I'd start playing. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning. You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com.